outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, May 8th. We're back in the studio with you live.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We're alive and breathing.
Thank goodness for that. Yeah. that would really suck if we weren't.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the show. We're going to have a couple of guests calling in.
Yes.
Or we're going to talk to a couple of them on the phone today. And I think one's already calling, so we might pick up the phone in a couple minutes.
Okay.
And I wanted to remind everybody about the funny pest.
What?
The funny pet picture.
Oh, yeah. Funny pet contest.
Yeah. And that we're holding on Facebook. And there's already quite a few entries. People are getting likes and everything. And I'm surprised why you don't have your pets on there.
I'm
going to.
Don't
you have any funny pictures? Don't waste your time because you got to collect likes.
I know. You're right. I do. And yeah. I will do this ASAP. I just haven't had time. Although I should have done it last night, the fact that I didn't sleep all night long. So would have been a great time to do that. But no.
So you didn't sleep at all, huh?
No,
You never even went to bed?
I tried. I went to bed at like 8, actually. I laid in the bed for a while. And then I might have passed out for like a little bit. And then I was up. I mean, I was doing some business. I was calling London and whatnot. And I had a lot of things to do, so I just couldn't sleep. And
Get done. Aren't you like totally tired now?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't look that tired, though.
I am exhausted. It's going to hit me real soon.
Yeah.
And usually I'm total bitch face.
Then get yourself some sleep and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So tell us a little bit about the people that we're going to be talking to today.
Okay,
who's the first one that's going to call?
I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. I know I will, but it's like Street. Maybe let me look at this again so I can read it right. Anyway, the first guy is in charge of Shockfest. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm going to ask him when he calls in, like Street. I don't know. I can't find what I did with his name. But anyway, Shakti Fest is a really cool event that takes place in Joshua Tree this weekend. And it's basically a huge music festival with like yoga and meditating celebration. Celebrates like the connection with Mother Earth. And it's really cool. It's a bunch of like a lot of hippies, a lot of yogis, a lot of healers kind of go to it. So it's really cool. So he's calling in first. And then we have Liberty calling in a little bit. Actually, we're going to call her a little bit later on the show. And it's Women in Magic Week at the Magic Castle. And her family is one of the founders of the Magic Castle. And she's going to be talking about that.
And the Magic Castle is probably the largest in the world as far as magician place and stuff, right?
It is the main magician's institute of the world. So they're actually, it's a huge foundation that they're in charge of all the magicians from all around the world. They organize them all. And it's right here in LA is where one of the main castles are. For those of you who don't know, you have to be a magician to join or you pay $100,000 a year to join as a member.
Let's take the call and then we'll see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Shrida calling in.
Hi, Shrida. Yes. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Thank you so much.
Yes.
What part of the country are you calling us from? Are you in L.A.?
We're in Joshua Tree, California at the Shakti Fest.
Oh, wow. So it started already?
They're setting up. You're setting up now, right?
We're setting up now, and all the vendors and sponsors are arriving next few days, and we're building a little city out here.
Wow.
That's amazing. So it's like a festival in the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 hours east of Los Angeles. And we have one in the spring and one in September.
Oh, that's nice. Go ahead, Virginia.
Oh, I was going to say, and tell us a little about the festival so everyone knows kind of like what to expect if they were to go.
Well, we have, it's the pretty much the premier yoga and chanting festival in the country. We have unlimited yoga Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from the top yoga teachers in the country. Mm-hmm. And then we have chanting, which is like kirtan, mm-hmm. call and response, sort of like the same kind of chanting one does in the churches, the synagogues, or the mosques all over the world. Mm-hmm. This is just more Indian flavor. So we have that going on from 9 in the morning to like 1 o'clock at night. And we have workshops from 9 to 7 o'clock every day for 3 days on great topics like meditation, Ayurvedic, different kind of food combining. It's just really brilliant stuff that's going on continuously. Plus, we have the best vegetarian food vendors.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I guess that goes with the spirituality and everything, huh?
Well, most of us are vegetarian and vegan.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol. There's no cigarette smoking. There's no meat on the premises. So it's time to just, you know, let the existing concepts go, come in here, and let us take care of you.
Yeah, just like with nature and stuff. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you guys been conducting this festival?
This is our fourth year, and it's been very successful from the beginning. Every year we've grown bigger and bigger, and more people realize that they need to step out and go into a retreat once in a while.
Right.
So they come out here, they get out of their car, and we take very good care of them for the whole weekend.
Right. And what is your background? I mean, what do you do normally when you're not running the festival?
That's what I do normally.
Oh, really? So it takes up all of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we run a nonprofit foundation called the Center for Spiritual Studies.
Uh-huh.
And we do, a nonprofit work in India, where we take care of a couple of orphanages over there. One orphanage, we have 80 children, and
wow.
we get clothes and food and feed them every day. And another one is in a little town outside of Delhi, where we have an elementary school and a primary school and a little store, and we have 5 acres of an organic garden. And, you know, all the money raised there goes to the benefit of the children.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. Now, so this is Joshua Tree. Whereabouts is it?
It's at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. This is a retreat center that's 420 acres large, and
wow.
it was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, of all people.
Really?
And it's been there for 75 years. We don't own it. We just lease out the properties two times a year. It's a fabulous place. It's run very professionally. There's a lot of other retreats that go on there and stuff like that. But we have a very good alignment with them, and they love having us, and, you know, we love being there.
Right. How many people do you expect to come there this year?
This weekend that we will probably have between 800 to 1,000 people.
Wow,
that's a lot. And yet it's not too big where it's like a whole chaotic place going on.
No, in September when our big festival happens, we have 3,000 people.
Wow. You know what? I would love to be involved if you ever need any help volunteer-wise or anything.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Please come. You'll have the best time of your life, and you'll meet so many wonderful people. You know, we videotape everything. We do great interviews with all the stars, and we get them blogged out on all over the country on YouTube and everything. And it's just a very sweet, compassionate weekend where you can just forget about all your troubles and all the problems in the world and the economic disasters. That's why we even make our ticket prices so low, you know. At certain parts of the time of the year, you can pick up a ticket for $200 for the whole weekend, unlimited.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. I mean, for all
And we have housing on site. We house around 300 people in beds, in sheets, and pillows.
Wow.
And then we have a great campground that's a part of the property with hot showers and toilets. And of course, we have some local motels and hotels that are just a few minutes away as well.
So where do people go to buy tickets? Can they still buy tickets now?
Oh, yeah. Tickets are still on sale. There's some discounted tickets that are still out there. And they can go to www.bhaktifest.com. Mm-hmm. And they just opened it up. It's a brand new website. It's beautiful. We just redid it. You know, and Facebook also is blasting away. And just take a look at some of our videos. We mount up a new video every single week on our website, and it's fabulous. It's just wonderful, and we just come on down. It's just, you'll have a wonderful weekend.
I will have to say that I have been trying to win tickets. I've been playing a little Twitter fest that you guys have been doing, and I haven't won yet, and I was very upset.
Well, don't be upset, because your name will be on the guest list anyhow.
Wow. I would love that.
There you go.
Thank you.
We would love to come to have you come down. Just contact us at info@bhaktifest.com and just say Sridhar sent me, and that's all you need.
Yeah,
thank
you.
I would absolutely love it. I know. I've been retweeting for everyone as well, so that everyone else could join in and you know, try and win tickets off the site and play.
That
in the
would
contest.
Be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love to have everybody come down. It's really quite an enjoyable weekend. It's a destination. So, you know, you're getting out of the city. The weather is fantastic this time of year in the desert. Mm-hmm. The flowers are blooming. It's just a beautiful time. It's quiet, the stars are out at night, and we have a big pool and a big jacuzzi as well for, you know.
Wow. Definitely worth the $200. I mean,
yeah,
this is like what you'd spend on a hotel room or something.
Exactly.
You get like a whole weekend, you know.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible experience.
Now, is there going to be food there too, or
yeah,
do people
have? Yes, we have 7 food vendors.
Uh-huh.
And they have everything from raw to veggie burgers to great salads, and cooked food, and plenty of drinks and smoothies, and we have a great chai lounge, so you can get yourself a nice cup of chai late into the night too. And it's a beautiful lounge where you can sit around on couches and listen to the music and relax.
Wow. Sounds good. So now this is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
It starts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah, Thursday we have what's called a pre-retreat day where we have Mas Vidal, a very well-known yoga teacher in Los Angeles. He's coming out to teach an Ayurvedic and yoga class for a few hours, and then Govinda Sanrada from Bhakti Yoga Shala in Santa Monica, they're coming out to do a 3-hour intensive, and then we all gather for dinner on Thursday night, and then we show the Ram Dass interview that I do every year. This is our 4th year, and I don't know if you saw Ram Dass on Oprah Winfrey's show last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
On her channel. She had hundreds of thousands of people viewing it, and she went out of her way to go over to Maui and interview Ram Dass and bring him to a lot of people that have never heard of him before.
Wow.
And we do a yearly interview with him, and it's great, and it's going to be shown every night, but it's going to be debuting on Thursday night.
Right.
Wow.
So there's Shakti Fest, and then there's Bhakti Fest later on, right?
Yeah, Shakti Fest is a celebration of the divine feminine. We wanted to get more people realizing that the Divine Mother and the Divine Feminine that dwells in all of us is a very important place to seek out. A lot of men are holding themselves back from really enjoying feminine beauty, and by opening up their feminine side, they can really delve deeper into their relationships and have more respect for the female. And so this weekend, and it happened to coincide with Mother's Day weekend. So
yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
That is great.
Definitely. Well, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we know everything about this.
We'd love to see you down there. There's tickets waiting for both of you.
Aww.
Please come. Enjoy yourself. And come in for a let me interview you guys when you come down.
I would love that. We would love that.
All right.
And so your name is Sridhar, right?
It's Sridhar. I'm the creator and founder of Bhakti Fest, but we have the most incredible staff working on this year round, and of course I couldn't do anything without them. They're the greatest.
Aww.
Amazing.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, this is cool, and I know Brigetta's going to be there for sure.
I'm definitely coming.
And you know what? I think I'm going to try.
We're going to be looking for you, Brigetta, and anybody else. Go on to our website, bhaktifest.com. And come on down.
Yeah. You guys buy tickets and come join us and find us down there.
Sounds good. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
your
so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Take care.
Bye.
Namaste. Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's another phone call, but I don't think that's the one we're expecting. So let's see who that is.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Siggy.
No, you're calling in a little too soon for Siggy's show. You'll have to call in about an hour. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. She's probably like in another time zone.
Oh, yeah, probably,
realize,
and she didn't know, yeah.
That does happen sometimes.
So I'm really excited about to go this weekend. I think this sounds amazing.
It really does,
yeah.
You know? What am I going to do but no smoking cigarettes?
See? You could,
so
you
I'll
could
have
bring
to take
the,
a break, huh?
Well, you could bring the no cig, the safe cig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can't even use those. They make me cough so bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling
Maybe
you.
Inhale slowly.
I've been trying them, you know? I really do. But, you know, those electric cigarettes, if you don't pull on it hard, then you don't see any steam coming out, you know,
right.
Any not steam. What's it called? Vapor.
Vapor. Well, yeah, I don't
the
think
vapor.
You would see the vapor. Would you see the
no,
vapor?
No, well, you do see it when you smoke normally.
Oh.
You know, yeah, the vapor is kind of like part of it. It looks like smoke, but I don't know why. I'm trying to get this, and you know what? They've got some cool flavors too.
They do. I really, yeah.
But
I really.
It makes me cough like crazy, so I don't need this one anymore.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, yeah. You have to like. You know what? You could go down and get a hypnosis.
Yeah.
You might.
Oh,
that,
they have
see?
Hypnosis there too.
No, but you could get one from Christine.
That's true.
See.
Yeah. Oh, she's gonna be there.
No, but you could go before.
Oh. Okay. So what does it have to do with the first? For the festival.
Because you could get hypnotized before you go.
Yeah.
And
oh, for the cigarettes.
Right.
Okay,
to not
gotcha.
Smoke.
All right. Now I got
yeah.
you. Yeah. I had a brain fart there for a second.
Did you smoke this morning?
No, okay. not yet. This is cool, man. So
yeah.
So you know, I was telling you about the tan mom, you know, the one that took
yeah,
the,
but
yeah. Did you ever get to see her face?
No.
You gotta see this. So now they released an action figure, a tan mom action figure.
Oh, sick.
Whose face is totally burned.
Oh, sick. Really? Well, we should put it on the Facebook page so people can see it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, these people are like, what the hell, you know? And, you know, you wonder what she sees when she looks in the mirror, you know? I'm sure she sees someone really pale.
Well, you know what? She's got OCD. She literally has an issue with it, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that's a major problem. Like a lot of people, like, it's like this, it's like those girls when they have OCD or guys and they like think they're fat. They think they're fat and they're like,
right.
just, you know, they're very anorexic or bulimic
right.
or anything.
That's the
and,
thing is that that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. What they see in the mirror is not what we see
exactly.
in the mirror.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a skinny person there and they see fat.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that's very
it's
sad.
It's scary.
You know?
It's sad and scary. But,
yeah.
you know, I have some friends that went through that, which is even
yeah,
more sad.
Yeah, I know. And it's usually women, too, right?
It's usually women, but a lot. And there's some men, too. I mean, it can happen to anyone.
Really? I've never seen an anorexic man.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just, it's sad. You know what? A lot of it's, for example, like the figure skating community, it happens with figure skating community a lot. It happens with ballerinas. Mm. I mean, you watched, well, I don't know if it really showed too much in that, but you watched a little bit of Black Swan. A little bit of Black,
yeah.
In Black Swan, it shows a little bit about that, but not too mm-hmm. much. Really big in the ballet and dance world,
right.
especially ballet and just in the
really?
Figure skating. Yeah, my sister was on Team USA for figure skating, so I got to see a lot of that craziness when she was growing up and she was competing and whatnot. It's
right.
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much pressure and competition.
Yeah, there really is.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Well,
that was silent.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's not a happy thing to talk about.
Right.
You know, and yeah, so that.
Anyways.
What else
yeah.
is going on?
Oh, what else is going on? Yeah, I know. I am going crazy because I'm trying to find a roommate to move in my place.
Yeah.
So,
you lost one roommate, right?
I lost one roommate, looking for another. Yeah,
right.
And so we're just kind of a little stressed trying to find someone before the end of the month. But I have faith that I'll find someone, but it's just, yeah, it's craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to put it out there? Maybe people want to...
And I'm looking for a roommate. Yeah. But that's the thing. I don't want just randoms. I'm very picky.
Right.
You have to be at least 25 years old. Even that's a little too young. Mm-hmm. And no older than 38. I don't want any old people in there. I'm sorry. It's not happening. We are a very chill group. But we do like to have our sports parties and our gatherings on the weekend or whenever I feel like it, personally. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We all get along. We're a really cool group and we all get along really great. It's just, you know, we need to find someone who kind of fits with us and who's a professional who works, you know, and you have all those things. And
so how many roommates are they going
to
have?
There's four of us that live in the house total. There's four rooms. They have their own bathroom to themselves. They have a huge room. And yeah, the house is really spread out, so you don't really see anyone, which is cool. Yeah.
So there's like separate restrooms for each one or what?
Mine I share with someone, but that's fine because I have double sinks in mine and everything. So I'm the one who shares, but I share with my best friend, so it doesn't matter. But everyone else, yeah, they have their own. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it's a cool spot.
Nice party house.
Yeah, it's a really cool party spot. It really is. We have two wet bars. One wet bar and one full bar outside. A pool by the horses. And there's, you know, we're all like really laid back people, but we do like sports.
Right.
And we do like to have, you know, some gatherings and whatnot on the weekends or whatever. And I'm not saying huge, insane retardedness. But there's occasional.
But you are known to party.
I am known to have like, you know, 20 people over, 30 people over.
Right,
and, you know, and we all have the same, we usually kind of share the same friends. Not that you have to, not at all, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, that helps when you're on the same page.
Yeah.
You live in the same house, you know.
We have a nice fireplace. We have a huge place. It's like, why not take advantage of the nice spot? But everyone we hang out with is very chill as well. So we want to keep a cool vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, the place that is for rent is $1,075. Mm-hmm. So and that plus utilities. So if anyone out there knows of anyone, you can always Twitter me at Real Bridgetta.
Yeah.
Or you can Facebook me or
And think about it, you get to live with Bridgetta.
You get to live with me. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be the ultimate.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah.
That's funny. So Joshua Tree, is that like on the way to Palm Springs or something?
It is, the same
direction?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Same direction.
So you probably have to pass Palm Springs or something, right?
Because
I've never seen it on the way.
There.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a different way or something. Yeah. But you know what? It's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe it'll help me to get a little healthy too, you know?
See?
Yeah.
All the vegan food and vegetarian stuff that's there. It's going to be dope. And music and meditation and yoga all day. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do it all day. It'd be so awesome.
And they have lounges, they said, and you can meet people and stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably the nicest part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need a good partner in crime to go with though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll have to work on that part.
I'm sure you'll find someone to go. I mean, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. I will, I will. I'm not going to. I had some drama yesterday, but never mind.
Did you?
About
you
that.
Had drama?
Yeah. Oh. But it's fine.
Well, doesn't everybody have dramas in their lives?
You know.
Yeah. Should we call the other guests yet?
Let's call them. Yeah. And so this is the Magic Castle, Liberty.
Calling Liberty,
Liberty,
right?
Larson. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Magic Castle. I love magic.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I've never been to the Magic Castle, believe it or not.
You'll have to go.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Yes. Liberty?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. This is Sam and Bridgetta calling you. How are you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So Bridgetta was telling us all about you, you know, and the Magic Castle and everything. Why don't you tell us a little bit, how are you associated with the Magic Castle?
Well, the Magic Castle was founded by my grandfather and his brother, my great-uncle, Milt and Bill Larson.
Uh-huh.
And so I sort of grew up there.
Oh, wow. How long ago did they found this?
It was in 1963.
Oh, wow.
So next year it's going to be 50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. I love going to the castle. I've been there. I've gotten to have the privilege to go there many times, and I've always had the best experiences. It really is. It's the magicians are amazing, and there really is like a true magic essence to the castle. It feels great walking in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to tell us what's going on this week with the Women in Magic?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Women in Magic Week, so it's a very rare occasion in every single theater we have women performing.
Wow.
And in a in a business that's primarily men, it's really interesting to see.
Yeah.
And then it's also honoring my great-grandmother, Jerry Larson, mm-hmm. who was the mother of Bill and Milt and who was known as the Magic Lady. She had her own TV show in the 1950s called The Magic Lady. So I'm actually recreating some of the footage from that show live.
Wow.
Really? That's nice.
And yeah.
Yeah. So now, like you said, there's not a lot of women. What kind of percentage would you say of magicians are women?
Oh, wow. Well, let's see.
You think like
most
one
of
in
the
10?
Women who are involved in magic are either getting dismembered or are providing some kind of visual distraction. Uh-huh. But the women who are actually sort of at the center of their craft,
mm-hmm.
I would say the percentage is maybe 5%, 10%
yeah.
maximum.
Yeah. So there's room to grow.
Mostly 5.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And, you know, I'm looking at this now. It says the Magic Castle has actually been around for 100 years, the actual structure that used to be known as Lane Manor.
Longer, over 100 years.
Over 100 years, wow.
Yeah, it used to belong to the Lane family.
Okay.
Yeah. So does it really look like a castle?
Yes.
Really?
You've never been.
No, I'm dying to go, you know.
Oh, it's amazing.
And so, but I understand this club is a membership club, right?
It is
you
a
have
membership.
To be a member.
Yes, it's a private club. You have to be a member or you have to get a guest pass from a member.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two kinds of members. If you're a magician, you can audition to be a magician member. Mm-hmm. And you can get access to our library and all of our classes and sort of insider events. And if you're not a magician, you can be an associate member. And basically, you just pay your dues and you can still have access to the club and bring guests.
Right. Now, do you guys teach magic there, too?
We do. We have all kinds of classes and lectures and all of that.
Really? So it's like a structured type of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There are seminars. It's a very supportive environment. So even if you're just getting started in magic, no matter what age you are, mm-hmm. if you're a kid, we have a juniors program. If you're an adult, we have all kinds of support. You know, there's one-on-one mentorship. There's group classes. There are lectures every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So, and also, the Magic Castle is also, like, the main center for all the Magicians Institute for around the world, correct? Or am I wrong?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Are you a magician?
Yes, it's actually the home of the Academy of Magical Arts, which was actually started by my great-grandfather ages ago. And now it sort of lives at the Magic Castle. So magicians from everywhere come to meet each other there and to perform there.
Right. So this is like a long family thing. Are you the one running it, actually?
Running the castle?
Yes.
No, but my mother comes very close. She's the vice president right now, and she's been doing some amazing stuff up there, crazy innovations and really positive changes.
Wonderful. Now, are you a magician yourself?
I am. I'm just beginning on that path, actually. I've done a lot of assistant work,
uh-huh.
and this is my first time hosting anything at the Magic Castle, so it's been awesome. The first night was last night.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And, I'm embarking on some other stuff for the future.
Really? Now, magic, how long, I mean, has this lasted for, like, centuries and stuff in the form that we're seeing today, or is magic different today from the way it used to be?
Well, it depends what you're talking about, because in terms of sleight of hand, like work with coins and with cards, it's been the same way for centuries, and people idolize people throughout history, and it really remained very classic.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that stage magic, perhaps, the sort of big illusions, have become more and more modern over time, but the principles are the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how they're structured and what's built around them that's come to look very, very different. But if you see people working with their hands right up next to your face, it's the same thing you would have seen in, 1450
really?
In Europe by a crazy charlatan
on
the side of the road.
This is cool. So are there like today, are there any like leading magicians that are known around the country? And I know some are
Vegas
and stuff. Yeah, but
most of them are in Vegas, yes. The magicians who most people know are people like Lance Burton. It used to be Siegfried and Roy. Their show is taken down now, but they were reigning supreme for a very long time.
Right.
David Copperfield, Chris Angel, all of that stuff. But there are so many truly miraculous magicians who most people don't even know about except in the magic world. Like there's an elderly man from Argentina who has one hand, and his name is Rene Levant, and he's a legend of sleight of hand. He performs all of these complicated sleight of hand tricks with only one hand. So there's so many heroes like that who the public would never really even know about because they don't have big shows in Vegas or anything, but they're legends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, how does one become a member if someone wanted to be a member so they can come in and watch the shows and stuff? What's involved in that? Can anybody be a member?
Absolutely, yes. Basically, if you're not a magician, we actually have something called the Open Sesame Membership, which is a trial for 30 days. You can see how you like it. It's $100.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wanted to try that out, you could see, you know, what it's like to come into the club for that month and see if it feels right. And then if you like it, then you just sign up and you just, it's an annual fee. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. Now, are there like similar places in the country like the Magic Castle, or is that pretty unique?
Oh, it's incredibly unique. I mean, not only are there not very many magic clubs at all in the country like that, actual physical places, but the building itself, my great uncle is the one who did most of the construction on it, the actual details of the inner workings of it, Milt Larson, and he made it so that it can never be replicated. I mean, ceilings are made out of doors and bars are made out of, you know, floors and there's stained glass from all over the city. And it's just, it's incredibly rare.
Yeah.
Well,
it's physically very beautiful.
There's people that don't know, there's also the Houdini room that's there. Do you want to tell a little bit about the Houdini room?
Yeah, absolutely. Houdini room, we offer seances in, and so you can get a private seance.
Wow.
That's very much similar to what you would have gotten at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it has also, it's sort of a museum too of all sorts of Houdini artifacts.
And wasn't it, didn't his wife, when Houdini first died, that was the room where she went and tried to resurrect him in?
Yeah, which is insane because the reason that he became such a skeptic is that when his mother died, he contacted a medium to try to speak to her, and the medium turned out to be a fraud.
Mm.
And it just ruined him emotionally, and he became one of the most, you know, staunch atheist skeptics, and really sort of paved the way for that line of thinking for magicians since then. Most magicians now are debunkers, skeptics, and feel incredibly strongly about that. And I think it kind of started with him, so it's really interesting that happened.
Right. Yeah. You see, I always fantasize about being a magician and just stealing people's wallets, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how do they do this? Like, you know, they get, like, they suddenly have your wallet, they have your watch.
Okay, that's pickpocketing. That's not magic.
It is an art. As long as you give it back, it's an incredibly fun, magical art form that people are blown away by.
I know. Pickpocketing,
I really respect people who are really good at that. They can get your watch, they can get your wallet, they can get anything. And, and as long as you give it back, you're still a gentleman, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I was just kidding, of course. But I think I'm just so fascinated by these things, you know. And I mean, I know that there's some magic tricks that can only happen on TV because of the way they set them up and stuff. You know, like moving buildings and making them disappear and stuff. But nevertheless, they're still intriguing, you know.
They're still what?
They're still intriguing, you know, to watch this magic, even though it's on TV and, you know, that if you were there, you would see the, you know, but you know, so there's a lot of kind of magic and I really love this. I mean, my son took it up for a while and, you know, during his teens and he became really good, you know, and it's a cool thing to be a magician because everybody wants to be around you.
You know what else too? This is true. And you know, I used to do this when I was younger, I would put on shows, but you know what else? What do you say also about since the Harry Potter phase and since all the films with everything has magic, have you seen more kids come into the classes and have you seen magic blow up more since like the Harry Potter phase?
You know, I have witnessed a little just the beginnings of that trickle, but I anticipate that, you know, everything in popular culture right now, from Harry Potter to vampires to all the fairy tales on a grand scale, it's there's sort of this mass obsession or excitement about things that are enchanted.
Right.
And it's sort of a revolution in just that mindset among people creatively right now. So I'm anticipating that magic as an art form is going to have a huge renaissance that will be aligned with that sort of creative thinking and that preference in people. Absolutely, because it is. Magic is kind of in the air right now for whatever reason, and in so many different forms. That word is getting used a lot, and whereas, you know, for a long time it was kind of, I don't know, people weren't, magic was thought of as something sort of nerdy for a while there. I mean, back in the day, maybe a century ago, magicians were complete heroes and rock stars, and not to mention pretty much gangsters, murderers and thieves and con men. It was like this strange, exalted art form. And then over the course of the decades, from the 50s to the 80s to the 90s, it got a little bit, you know, it went through, in the public's eye, it went through, someone hears you're a magician and they say, oh, you work kids' birthday parties or something. Most people don't know what's really going on in magic. But I really expect, because of what you just said, things like Harry Potter and everything, it's going to take on some new forms, and I'm excited to see what the, you know, all the kids who grew up reading Harry Potter are going to do with magic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very creative, imaginative people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, this is cool. The noise you just heard is I went on the Magic Castle website.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like sound effects.
Oh, I love going to the castle because, like, there's, well, I'll let you guys enjoy it if you get to go there. But another cool thing is the Irma. Her name's Irma, right? The piano?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I go to the castle a lot, actually. My girlfriend, my friends that are members, and then a girlfriend of mine is does your PR. So it kind of worked out.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, well, have you been since the fire?
I have, yeah. I have been since then, and I'm planning on coming again either Thursday or Friday this week. So.
Oh, beautiful.
I want to check out.
Yeah, everything is looking so great since that mysterious fire.
Oh, so there was
the conditions
fire there?
Around the fire are actually really interesting. Uh-huh. I don't know if you know this, but the fire happened Halloween week, and our theme of that week was, we were calling it Inferno Week because of Halloween. And so the Magic Castle website that week said the words, the Magic Castle will be on fire this week with the spirit of Halloween.
Wow.
And there were all of these little paintings of mischievous fire spirits all over the castle. And it actually, the fire took place 85 years within the hour of Houdini's death.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. I just got chills.
And the only room that was harmed, you know, most of the castle remained intact. There was just some water damage to the carpet, and that's it. But the only room where the ceiling caved in that was harmed by the inferno was the Dante room. So it was like,
oh my God.
It was insane.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. It was really, really too much.
Wow.
When did the fire happen?
It was Halloween night, right?
Yeah, but when? Like, this past
one?
It
no.
happened because of a roofer. Someone who was working on the roof had a blowtorch, and it started up in the attic.
Wow.
And so it really just spread down. Luckily, most of the historical stuff remains perfectly intact. I mean, really, the only thing that was harmed was were the offices, which have no historical value.
That's so lucky.
Yeah.
You guys should have a medium come in and try and figure out, like, if there was some spirit that was involved or whatnot, you know?
That's a good idea.
That would be really
like
cool.
Like I said, though, most magicians are not only are they resistant, they get angry if you talk about anything like that.
So don't say anything.
Sure, yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. Just have her come in on the fly.
Exactly. She's just investigating the room. That's all.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and this is nice. I see you also offer dining there.
Oh, yeah, the food's great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful restaurant, and we have several bars.
Yes.
And several showrooms as well. There are 5 different theaters, and then a couple other little hot spots where people just sort of sit down casually and do magic for you.
Really?
I have. Oh.
And how many magicians are, like, per show, and, you know, when you go in for the evening and stuff? Is there, like, a lot of action going on?
Oh, yeah. Every night, each theater most nights has at least two performers, an early performer and a late performer. Right. And in the large theater, the Palace of Mystery, there are at least three in one single show. So at any, on any given night, you can see at least 5 to 7 magicians, different separate acts.
Yeah.
More if you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. So the event this weekend is?
This entire week, actually, is Women in Magic.
The entire week. It started last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Women in Magic Week, awesome. Honoring my great-grandmother.
Wonderful, yeah. And the 1 in 20 that are women magicians.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Wow.
Well, I hope to meet you.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I hope to meet you this week, possibly, and
yes,
yeah.
What is your name?
Brigetta, the Sam and Brigetta Show.
Brigetta, yes. Awesome. Brigetta, yes. Come find me and we'll say a big hello.
Awesome, it sounds great.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay, Liberty, thank you so much. You've been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to check this out. I have, this gives me a good reason now to go.
Yeah,
yep. Exactly.
Perfect.
You know, and see some female magicians. I'm sure that would be a lot of fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little change of pace and stuff, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, Liberty.
Thanks
thank you so much and all the best to you.
Yes, bye-bye.
Yep, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah. I love magic, man.
Yes. You'll have to come this week.
Yeah.
Just let me know what night you want to go, and I'll write
Yeah, there's a lot
you.
Happening this week.
I
know. I should take part in all these
you
things.
You should. I'm trying you know? To help you out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know.
Send them all to you.
I know. Get off my fat ass and start going places, you know?
It would be really fun, yeah.
Yeah.
If you and your wife want to go, I can meet you there on Thursday night, I guess.
Thursday night? Is
Thursday
that...
or Friday. Yeah. Oh. It doesn't matter which night you want to go. I was thinking,
yeah.
I originally said Friday, but I might go to the Bhakti Fest. Actually, I'll probably go to the Bhakti Fest on Saturday. So
yeah.
I'm on for Friday night. So if you want to join me Friday mm-hmm. night.
Yeah, Friday
awesome.
Night would be cool.
Okay.
Huh? But you probably have to reserve seats in, you know, in advance and stuff. So
I would just write them for you. And then,
yeah.
I mean, if you say you're going to go, you have to go.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing, because they do reserve a certain amount of people.
Right.
A certain amount of slots. Otherwise, we're still responsible for those slots. But yeah, so normally to get in, it's like if you have a membership, I think you just go. Or if you a member gives you a pass, it's $20 to get in a person.
Right.
And then you can also have dinner there if you'd like, or you could just go to the shows. But I like to do the whole thing. The dinner thing is fun. And they have really good food. So
really?
It's a really, it's fun. And there's so many different shows. You kind of just, there's different times and whatnot. So sometimes they get filled up. So you want to go a little bit early and wait in line for the show. But you can bounce around. So whatever rooms you want to go in at any time, there's no
Is it pretty big?
It's
the
huge.
The castle, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's right in Hollywood, right?
It's right off of Franklin Avenue. And I'd say between La Brea and Highland.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, right behind the big...
Yeah, so it's right in the center of everything.
Right in the center, exactly.
Yeah. See, I mean, I've lived here for so long, and there's still places I haven't been to.
See, you know? Go to these places.
Yeah. Did you see they have a new wax museum now on Hollywood Boulevard, the Madame Tussauds?
Yeah, they've opened that up, I think, 2 years ago, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Because I know there's another one, like, across the street something, but that's, like, an older one.
Yeah, that's an older one.
So one, it shows you how long I haven't been in Hollywood.
About 2 years ago, they had, like, a big red carpet event for it and whatnot, and they had some big name stars. They have all the, you know, the new people that are all in there. And they really do. Like, now I heard, I think, Kim Kardashian's in there.
Really?
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
And they have, it really looks like her. They have, you know, a real
They do a good job.
They do a
great
job.
I've been to them in Paris and London and Amsterdam. And they're all amazing.
Kind of freaks me out, though.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's like it's wax, so I kind of want to see if I can bite into it.
Yeah.
I know that's really... I know it's art, and I love art, and I appreciate art, because I'm an artist myself. But in a way, it's like I just want to take a chunk out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like the inner kid in me just wants to be like...
Yeah.
I just want to see
Well, you
if
know,
it...
the thing is, I had... It was a trip when I went in Amsterdam, you know, because I went in there, I was pretty
You're
high.
You're high?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And,
You're like edibles.
Yeah. So I went in there, and you know, it's just like you said, it's a little spooky because you go there, they make it dark and everything, and that. But then suddenly people are like jumping not on me, but in front of me. Actual people jumping in
no
front
way.
Of me.
No way, are you serious?
And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? You know, you don't expect anybody to move.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking to myself, as long as they don't touch me, I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
But it's
that would be
freaky.
So, especially if you're like high or something, and they're coming at you. That's so,
I guess
so it's like
part
a haunted wax museum.
Yeah, like a haunted museum, like a haunted house.
That I would go to. Because I love haunted houses. I really do. I just, it's amazing. That's why I love Halloween. Halloween is my all-time favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Favorite holiday of all time. Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Salem for around Halloween because they do, All Hallows Eve Fest over there. And it's like a very spiritual, it's witchcraft. It's like, the coven people. So whatever. Yeah. But it's really cool. They pay tributes to, the Salem witch trials from back in the day. And it's really about, the All Hallows Eve and the spiritualness of it. Because, Halloween, what it really comes from, right?
It's like a pagan type of a thing, right?
It starts from a pagan holiday, but it goes back to, a lot, almost every different, like Greeks celebrate it. And it's like different every culture is like different.
Right.
And whatever. But yeah, it's a spiritual fest. And what it is the reason why you wear... why you wear costumes is because what the pagans believe, or I guess it's druids where it started, the druids is where it started, and then it went off to, every other, the Italians and whatever. We all have our different thing. But anyway, what it is, they believe that all the spirits don't pass on to above or below. Mm-hmm. They don't go on to the other world until All Hallows Eve. So you may die whatever time of the year you're stuck on this earth. Mm-hmm. And then on Halloween, you, for whatever reason, go up above or below. And, and then you have to wear scary costumes to make sure the spirits, when they're rising above or below, don't go into your body.
They
don't
get confused.
So it's to scare away the spirits so that they go where they're supposed to go.
Right.
And that's where it originally came from. So,
right.
And then the Hispanic culture also has the Day of the Dead, which is, so it's called something different in every language. But...
Right.
Salem has a huge event every single year, and I've always wanted to go and haven't done that yet. So maybe I'll go this year. You never know. I keep saying I'm going to, and I want to go with a group of, friends and such that are into it like I am. So, I'll have to do that this year.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get score tickets. You never know.
Maybe you will. You never know. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to interview them.
Yeah.
Do it that way. But anyway, yeah.
I just find it silly for adults to wear costumes.
I don't.
I know you don't.
No. I have a million.
That's why
you
have a lot more fun than I do.
You gotta connect with your inner child, Sam.
I know.
You gotta find it.
I feel ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, these holidays are for kids, aren't they?
No, not in LA. No. Not in New York. Not in Chicago. Not in any major city. I think if, maybe in the Midwest or something.
No, I mean, originally it was meant as that, I think, no?
It was created, a lot of it made bigger by the Hallmark company, for cards and whatnot, and to make more money off of, the costumes and everything. But no, like I said, this has originated back from, Druid days, way back in the day, where people really wore scary costumes because they believed these spirits would go into them and they would be invoked inside of them. They were terrified, especially during the Salem witch trials and all that. They didn't want, to have a witch come into them. They would, especially if they killed them at the stake and they're gonna die, they've died, and then their spirit goes up. They don't want their spirit coming into them because then they'll be beheaded or they'll be burned at the stake.
Yeah,
they truly, truly believed that back in the day. So this was a huge thing. That's why they created these scary costumes from way back when. So it was for everyone. Really? Everyone participated and partaked in the festivities and all of that. Now the candy and all that, that was created later on. That was not because they did have festivals back then, so it was like a big festival.
Right.
And they had,
They were giving away fruit and stuff.
Exactly. It was like fruit and they all came in the town center and participated in it, all got together and wore these costumes and played music and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it was like a big festival. Now we don't really have it anymore. They created the whole trick or treat thing, which is, created by, the candy companies and the card companies and all that. But it's kind of what it's developed into today. But this has originated for years.
Yeah. Wow, there's so much happening this week. I mean, there's Mother's Day, right?
Oh, yeah, Mother's Day is this weekend, too. So don't forget to buy your mommies and grandmommies and stepmommies and whatever kind of mommies there are.
Yeah.
Sugar mommies, whatever. buy them, something nice.
Yeah, be nice to them.
Yes.
And my birthday's in a couple days.
Oh,
yeah,
exciting.
Thursday is my birthday.
Wait, this Thursday?
This Thursday.
I was thinking it's next Thursday. Okay.
On the 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So, yeah, we'll still do the show, but then we'll, because we have guests, I think. And and then we'll just go and have fun. I don't know, massage.
Why don't you go to Maya? Yeah. Stop into Maya Medical Center.
Yeah.
Go in there and get a facial.
That's true.
Why not?
Yeah.
You should.
I know, like treat yourself a little bit.
Exactly.
Huh?
In fact, yeah. I'll schedule that for you. And then why don't you that night or the night after, we'll go to the castle.
Okay.
All right. Done.
And then to the Bhakti Festival.
On Saturday, yes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's a lot of stuff. But
a lot of stuff.
I should do that, man.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. Right. I'm going to do the yoga thing this weekend and meditate. I need it. I need a day for myself for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cool.
Well, sounds good.
Alrighty.
All right, Brigetta. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see
you
all
tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.